Blog Talk Radio.
Having a good day. Beautiful weather outside here in beautiful Northwest Arkansas. As I look out the window, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073 is the phone lines. The chat room is up and running. You can also get in touch with me on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. If you have a question or if you have a comment, that is where you can get in touch with us today on the Greg Squirrel Show. Oh, a lot of big news as we start off the show today. Of course, as we're getting ready to head to Springfield, Missouri, Uncivil War 13. All Stars takes place this Saturday night at the at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, Drury University. There in Springfield. You ever hate that? You know exactly what it is you got want to talk about and you need to say, but then you have that little block that prevents it from coming out. That's just what happened with me. But we're doing good. That's the important thing, is we are doing good today. Got the tentative fight card right here in front of me today, so we're going to be running down that fight card, just kind of taking a look at what going to be your taking place this coming Saturday night. Of course, we got the big main event that was just announced just in the last couple of days. UCW lightweight champion Prince Christian Camp drops down to 145 to fight for the featherweight strap against Matt Rosa. Matt Rosa, currently the show fight, I believe, featherweight champ. I'll get verification as we get going into show. But, yeah, that's been announced as the main event. So that's going to be an exciting show Saturday night. Don't forget, June 29th, we're going to be going back to Portsmouth, Arkansas. Excited to be returning to Extreme Fighting, Inc., that event taking place at the Fort Smith Convention Center. Had a fantastic time earlier today. Clint Davis with XFI. He has his blog talk radio show on Tuesdays and Fridays. Went on his show to talk about the event down at Fort Smith. And as always, a great time talking to Clint. Big news. Quentin Rampage Jackson has signed a contract with Bellator MMA and Impact Wrestling. So, anxious to see the fallout from that big announcement. I'd be pretty excited. Quentin Rampage Jackson, always been one of my favorites. So, just anxious to see what happens to him as he takes on Bellator and, of course, TNA Impact Pro Wrestling Thursday night. You can catch that on Spike TV starting at 8 o'clock. All right. As always, we want to jump over here, kind of jump down to sports headlines, seeing if there's any juicy tidbits of knowledge that I need to pass along. Let's see here. welcome. Come on, little computer, play nice with me. Word coming out of Chicago, former number one overall draft pick, Jamarcus Russell, is going to be working out for the Chicago Bears. And Jamarcus Russell, who currently does not have a team, last with the Oakland Raiders. But Jamarcus Russell, kind of been a disappointment so far. So, you know, he's gotten his weight back down. At one time, he was at over 300 pounds. But he's dropped back down to around 265, which is the same exact weight he weighed in at the 2007 scouting combine when he was picked. Oh, excuse me. When he was picked to number one by the Oakland Raiders. So anyway, he is going to be trying out for Chicago on Friday. I think Jamarcus Russell might be a good addition. You know, he proved he was a talented quarterback in college. And I know the NFL game's just a little bit different. But, you know, if he can get in there, not try to be, you know, all about me, and be a team player, you know, could possibly work out for him. So we'll just have to see what happens there. Other big news coming out of college football, Ohio State president has announced his retirement. This Gordon Gee has announced his retirement as university president. This comes after some remarks. He calls it joking. About the Roman Catholics, Notre Dame, and some other controversial issues he decided to speak his mind about. So anyway, Gordon Gee stepping down as Ohio State University president. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Feel free to call on in if there's something on your mind you want to talk about. We would love to have you on the show. Don't forget, we're also going to be running down the fight card for this coming Saturday night's Uncivil War event taking place at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, Springfield, Missouri. You can look them up on the internet. You can still get your tickets in advance, so make sure you jump on there and check it out. If you're a fight fan, don't have anything going on this weekend, Springfield, Missouri is the place to be, especially with that big main event. Once again, the Prince Christian Camp taking on Matt Rosa. That's going to be for the UCW Featherweight Championship. Once again, we're going to be going down that entire card. So make sure you stand by for that. All right, back to the... back to our other headline events, just kind of glancing down, seeing what's going on. In a big news, and really not sure if this has to do with any read into it what you may, Eddie Vanderdoss possibly speculating playing for Notre Dame, has said he wants to play for UCLA. Now, after effect of that, Coach Brian Kelly issued a statement saying Vanderdoss will not play for Notre Dame, but said the school would not release him from his letter of intent, which means Vanderdoss cannot play for the Bruins until 2014. He just wants to be one of the first ones to try out those new UCLA football uniforms. I want to say hello to our buddy XFI MMA. They've logged into the chat room. Chat room is up and running, so make sure you get in there. If there's something on your mind you want to talk about, hey, we would love to hear from you. As always, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Once again, guys, kind of scanning down our headlines, just kind of seeing what's going on. Miami has advanced to the championship. Miami beat the Indiana Pacers 99-76. So it is going to be Indiana and the Heat. You know, I'm just going to have to give this one to Miami. You know, just not much more I could say about this. Grant Hill has announced that he's retiring from the NBA after 19 seasons. Him and Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd also announcing his retirement from the NBA after 19 years, mostly with Dallas and New York. So, and I really like Jason Kidd too. Even when he left Dallas, he came back. But you know, he's one of those very few players that I just kind of still liked, even if they left my favorite team. Sad news out of the NFL today. Hall of Fame, Deacon Jones. Don't know how many people remember Deacon Jones. Well, he's passed away at the age of 74. Deacon Jones, the original Sackmaster, Hall of Fame defensive end, was 74, died of natural causes at his home in SoCal on Monday night. Redskins funeral manager Bruce Allen said that not only was he a giant on the field, he was one of the greatest players on the field, but he was also a true giant off the field. His passion and spirit will continue to inspire all those who knew him. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Deacon Jones, his family. Once again, another big loss. Another true hero of football passed away, Deacon Jones. Kind of looking down and seeing if there's any baseball scores today. You know, I kind of like to be the informative type and keep y'all up to date what's going on. Football just around the corner. Oh, yeah, can you smell it? Boy, I was smelling it big time last week. As I was talking about the movie I was filming up at University of Arkansas, Razorback Donald W. Reynolds Stadium. I mean, I don't know. It just being around it got me ready for football. Let's talk NASCAR, Winston, or whatever they call it now, Sprint Cup. That's right. I still want to call it Winston Cup. Tony Crybaby Stewart won a race. Well, maybe he'll shut up for a while. Dover International Speedway. Tony Stewart won the FedEx 400. Juan Pabs Montoya finished second. Jeff Girlfriend third. Kyle Busch fourth. Brad Keselowski fifth. Clint Bowyer sixth. Joey Logano seventh. Kevin Harvick eighth. Ofart Mark Martin ninth. And Junebug Dale Earnhardt Jr. all finished in the top 10. XFI MMA said he's sad to see those two go. Hopefully he's talking about Grant Hill and Jason Kidd. I agree. Never really kept up with Grant Hill, but always kept up with Jason Kidd. Yeah, that's what I thought. Just making sure. Like I said, I never really kept much track of Grant Hill. I never was a big Duke fan, but always did enjoy watching J-Kid. I mean, he was a maverick. And even, like I say, even when he went to New York, I kind of kept track of him up there. So that is that. Oh, let's see. Any other headlines? Once again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, the big news coming out of the MMA is Quentin Rampage Jackson. Pity the Fool played Mr. T. Or no, he didn't play Mr. T. He played B.A. Baracus in the A-Team movie, which you saw Liam Neeson, one of my favorite actors, as Hannibal. Bradley Cooper as, I guess I was Bradley Cooper, that played Simon Faceman Peck. And who the heck was the crazy nut? If anybody knows who the crazy nut that played Howlin' Mad Murdock in the A-Team movie, I mean, that guy was nuttier than an outhouse rat. All right, we got somebody calling in. The phone line is open. Sivad 81, talk to me.
That is Clint Davis from SFI.
Hey, Clint Davis from SFI. What's going on, my man?
Well, you know, you were talking about Grant Hill here and you know, how you didn't keep up with him too much. I have always been a huge Grant Hill fan. I've always been a big fantasy basketball guru. And, he's always been one of my favorite guys. You know, he went in 1994 draft, round one, third pick overall, selected by the Pistons. I got a buddy of mine that I was in the Army with who said on the, you know, Facebook the other day, he's from Michigan. He said, Grant Hill, you're always going to be a Piston. And, he played from 94 to 2000 with the Detroit Pistons. That's a long time. He played from 2000 to 2007 with the Orlando Magic. He played from 07 to 2012 with the Phoenix Suns, and then he played this past year with the Los Angeles Clippers. But here's his highlights and things that he's done. NBA Co-Rookie of the Year, 1995. Seven-time NBA All-Star, 95 to 98, 2000, 2001, then again in 2005. All-NBA First Team, 1997. Four-time All-NBA Second Team, 96 and then 98 through 2000. NBA All-Rookie First Team in 1995. Then he was a three-time NBA Sportsmanship Award winner in 05, 08, and 2010. He's a two-time NCAA champion, 91 and 92. Everybody remembers those days. And back when he was playing, he went to Duke from 90 to 94. He was the ACC Player of the Year in 1994, the NABC Defensive Player of the Year in 93. Consensus All-American First Team in 94 and Consensus All-American Second Team in 1993. I mean, this guy, he's got, you know, the Olympic Games 1996 in Atlanta, they won the gold. 1991 in Havana, the Pan American Games, bronze medal. And the FIBA America's U18 champion in 1990 won a gold medal there on the national team. So, you know, he's got accolades that are a mile long here.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I'm not disrespecting Grant in any
way. No,
I know.
No,
he definitely had the numbers. It's just I never, not being on one of my teams that I follow on a regular basis, I just never really kept up with Grant Hill. I mean,
I knew you didn't mean any disrespect. I just wanted you and your listeners to kind of know. From a guy that keeps up with Grant Hill, and obviously, I mean, I looked up a lot of his stats. I mean, I didn't want to get anything inaccurate, but, you know, he finishes on the points list with 17,137 points.
Wow.
6,169 rebounds, 4,252 assists. And and here's the funny thing about Grant Hill. I remember this from when I was a kid in the 90s. I was a junior high and high school in the 90s, graduated in 2000. And I remember this commercial that came on when I was a kid. And they had Grant Hill on Home Improvement with Tim Allen. And that was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. But to this day, I still tell people Grant Hill drinks Sprite. And that was one of the commercials. There was a kid on there. He was like, Grant Hill drinks Sprite. And everybody started drinking Sprite. That was Yeah, that was, you know, they had the Obey Your Thirst campaign, and then suddenly Grant Hill drinks Sprite. That was the quote that took over everything. And so it was just one of those things, and every time somebody's like, do you like Sprite? I'm like, Grant Hill drinks Sprite. I still say that to this day. I'll probably say it for the rest of my life.
Right. Clint, what else going on, buddy? I know we had a good conversation on your show earlier today.
We did, man. We got into the, you know, and I want your fans to hear about what a great time we had this weekend, you know, in Muskogee. And I just got to walk back in the door and tuned into the show at 4:08. So I didn't know if you had talked about it at the top of the hour there. But a great Muay Thai kickboxing event. Striking, always putting on something fantastic in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And Ty, the gentleman that runs that joint out there, couldn't meet a nicer guy in the world.
What do you think about his little German accent?
You know, it might have been standing by you when I said this, but I took one look at the guy, and he's so big, he's so tall, and then I heard that accent, and I said, he's either from New Orleans or not from this country.
Right.
Somebody said he was from Germany, and I said, all right, that explains it. You know, because you never
that
see
explains
film.
It.
About folks from New Orleans, there's so many, there's such a culture down there. I don't even know the word for it. There's just so much in New Orleans. There's people from all different walks of life and all over the world, and you just never can tell with the accents down there. But then when they said he was from Germany, I started to put two and two together. So he's just such a nice guy, and the hospitality with his organization is out of this world. And
they're the bomb over there. I enjoy going over there working for them. After I got off the phone with you on your show this morning, I went back and I counted, because we were talking about how many matches, how many of the fights went to full three rounds, and I did a count, seven fights.
Wow.
Went the distance.
Wow.
And that goes to show the quality of fighters that he has, but it also shows the quality of the matchmaking going on over there at XFI. If you have that good of fighters matching up against each other, and they're going the distance without being able to take each other out.
Yeah. Now the next striking event is August the 17th. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I had heard some talk about that. And I knew that it was coming up, and so I know that's something that some people are going to start gearing up for. I'm going back, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm an XFI man to the bone. I'm Extreme Fighting Inc. born and bred now, but you know, I'm going to go back and watch. You know, because it's such a different type of sport. I mean, I know it's in the same category, but it is so drastically different than what we do with XFI and the MMA shows the events that we put on, and it's amazing. I love it.
Well, you know, I was going to bring that point up because I've had the opportunity to do the Muay Thai events in the past, but then I've also had a chance to go to Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournaments and, you know, the other different forms of fighting. And it's like I always tell people, I enjoy doing that, because then when we do come back to XFI or Uncivil War up in Springfield, you see where these fighters pull all that stuff together.
Man, they do. They do. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, somebody like me being the ring announcer, it kind of helps me identify the different submissions, the triangles, the guillotines, you know, all the different type of submissions that are out there. Watching all these different forms kind of helps me be able to identify them. So when I'm reading the results after I get them from the judges, I'm like, okay, well, hey, here we go. 2 minutes, 14 seconds of the first round. You're winning by submission with a guillotine choke, you know.
Yeah.
I knew that because I knew what to look for, you know.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be, the next event that they put on, I know is going to be great. And, you know, I'm already looking forward to it. And what I need to do is I need to get with somebody like you who's in the know here. And you know, gets around to all these events, and I need to find out each month where these events are going to take place. I got to get to more of these events. I'm addicted to this now. You know, I've talked several times, you know, about how I grew up as a wrestling fan, and I've all, you know, traveled with TCW around here, kind of a roadie, I guess. You know, I used to drive some of the wrestlers, and you know, set up the ring and set up the seating and things like that at different events, you know, and got a front row VIP ticket in return. I mean, that was, I thought I was living the life right there, you know. And now it's I've kind of converted, I guess. I was talking to one of the TCW cameramen earlier today on Facebook. He asked me if I was going to make it to the show in Clarksville coming up in July, and I said, man, I honestly don't know anymore. You know, I've got so much going on with MMA and things like this. So, you know, I kind of want to get back out there, but I'm just so hooked on MMA now. I don't think there's anything that can get me off of it.
I mean, until I'll be quite honest, until I started announcing the MMA events, I never really paid that much attention. But, boy, now these days, you can't keep it off my TV. Because, you know, because you have the UFC replays of some of their past events, and then you got the Bellator, and then you got some of the other promotions. But then if you're up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, you can catch them replaying some of the old pride fighting events from over in Japan and the Orient over there, which, like I mentioned on your show, was kind of the forerunner to the MMA really catching on in the United States. It all started out over with Pride and some of those promotions over there, and they still fight, you know, in the ring. They don't fight in the cage like we're used to seeing American, what I call American mixed martial arts. You know, they're in a boxing ring or whatever, and they just still go at it, you know.
Yeah, you know, they've got their customs, like I talked about earlier. You know, they've got their customs and their way of doing things that's just so much different than what we see, you know, in the MMA world on our side of the fence. And it's kind of interesting to see. I'd never, when I went to this event in Muskogee, when I saw Muay Thai, I had never seen the amount of respect that's given inside and outside of the ring. You know, these fighters, they come up, I don't know, you know, whatever their religious preferences, I don't know if they're praying in their corner. I don't know. You know, they go around, they touch each ring post, and it's just so
right.
It's so different.
And that stuff has a name. And Ty, the promoter over there, he explained the stuff to him, but he's kind of slowly working everything yet. Once Ty gets everything, because there's actually supposed to, I've done Muay Thai events over in Tulsa where they've actually had the traditional music playing while the rounds are actually going on, as if you were over in the Orient actually watching it.
Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, and there, you know, there's the Wakaroo, I believe is what they call it. I may be wrong, so if there's any Muay Thai fans out there, please don't kill me. But it's basically the ceiling of the ring when they go around all four corners. But then there's an even additional part where each fighter does some stuff in the ring. So right now, Muskogee, Oklahoma is just kind of getting the short version.
Yeah.
But Ty has indicated as things go on and get going and everything, you'll see the full traditions, as you would call it, of the Muay Thai fights. And, it, you know, if you've never been around it, it's really something to... Yeah, I was impressed. I went to there's a Muay Thai instructor fighter and named Sam Adams over in Tulsa, and I had gone over to Tulsa and done some events with him, and all the music, because everything has a song that goes to it.
Right.
Like when they're going around the ropes, the stuff they're doing, the traditional stuff they do in the middle of the ring before they actually start fighting, you know. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the music while they're actually fighting, you know. I mean, it's very – I was impressed. And it takes a lot to impress me.
Yeah.
But when I went to Tulsa and announced those events over there and just kind of actually saw what it was about. And Sam Adams was kind of sitting there going through everything, what the significance of everything was. I was just like, wow. Question I had for you is, what did you think about the Middle Eastern taste? You had the one fight on the show where you had the guy from I had my cards right here, kind of glancing over them.
It was buying him guy from Inner Mongolia, China.
Yeah, you had a him guy from Inner Mongolia, China, taking on Julio Ponce Jr. from Mexico. I mean,
hey, that Julio Ponce was nothing short of completely stunning in that ring. If I could give awards out, that was the fight of the night. I honestly didn't know what to think. He was going up against somebody, you know, who looked to be bigger and stronger than he was, and that's Byron Hingai, and we're going to see him on June 29th in Fort Smith doing MMA. But you know, that was just something I didn't expect. I didn't expect Ponce to get in there and do exactly what he did in that ring, and he just, I mean, he flat out wore Byron Hingai down to the ground.
Right. The other one that I really enjoyed watching was Kazutaka Nasaka, who had come in from Japan to fight on this card.
Yeah,
he was the third fight of the night. Didn't win, but I was just really impressed.
Now that was the Casey Walker fight, is that right?
Yes.
Now see, that surprised me, and I'm going to go out here on a limb and say this, and I don't know, somebody may disagree. I really thought that Nosaka won that fight. I took notes on every fight that went down, and I had Nosaka dominating that fight. I thought that Casey Walker was completely outmatched, and then suddenly the judge's decision comes in, and Casey Walker wins this thing. I was stunned.
I mean,
I was completely shocked by that.
Yeah, well, there were several throughout the night. I mean, they were all good fights, but there were several that went to the judges' scorecards that kind of shocked me. But I kind of agree with you. I really thought Nasaka had that fight won. And then when they handed me the scorecards, and I'm like, I don't know if you noticed, I had that look on my face like, are you serious? I mean, far be it from me to question the judges, because
exactly.
I've never been in that position. But it's like, really? Okie dokie, if that's how they saw it, all I do is I just announce it.
Yeah, it was something that shocked me, and that was the only, in my opinion, that was the only bad call of the night. I really felt like, I really felt like Casey Walker just flat out lost the match. I don't think there was any question about it, any two ways about it. There, to me, it was cut and dry. It was plain and simple. And Nosaka just went in there, and he impressed me. I've started wondering where this guy came from, and you know, knowing that he was from Japan, I thought, man, this, you know, he's skilled. He knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah, I mean, and that's one, you know, and that's one thing I've enjoyed about Ty's show so far is, you know, I know on his last card, he had Julio Ponce Sr. on his first show.
Wow.
And then he had Julio Ponce Jr. on this show. And I even had Julio Sr. was working the corner for his son, and I asked him, how many of you guys are there? You know, you got like a Ponce factory somewhere just doling them out. But I see a lot of good stuff happening with Striking. Like I say, this was just their second event, and even though the crowd was smaller, the overall production of the show I felt was a whole lot better. So, like I say, I definitely see I just definitely see big stuff come. I know they're supposed to be going either this week or next week. I can't remember which week Ty told me, booking a show in Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow.
Taking a striking up to a Kansas City. So he's already said, just be ready with the date, Greg, because once we get it booked, I'm calling you with the date, and you're going with us. And I'm like, yes, sir. I'm right there. So
yeah. Now you're going to be up in what, Springfield this coming weekend?
That's right, Springfield, Missouri. And like I say, I started off the show with the big news that came. I guess this just developed overnight that Prince Christian Camp, who is the current UCW lightweight champ, is dropping down in weight, and he's going to be taking on Show Fight Promotions. Show Fight is a MMA promotion out of Branson. And Christian Camp is dropping down to challenge Matt Rosa, who is the Show Fight featherweight champ. And so that is going, I'm sorry, boys and girls, that is probably going to be the fight of the night right there.
Yeah, it sounds like a showdown. You know, when you put that out on Facebook, I did a little research on that. And that's going to be one of those fights kind of like the fight we've got with David Grayson and Chris Brookfield coming up. I mean, I know it's a way different weight class. These guys I'm talking about are heavyweights fighting for a 265 title. But, you know, it's going to be in the same category as that fight right there. It is going to be, like good old JR would say, it's going to be a slobber knocker, and business is going to pick up. When these two get in the cage, business is going to pick up.
Yeah, and you know, I'm excited. I mean, they're moving to a brand-new venue. Well, not brand-new to them. They're moving to the O'Reilly Family Event Center, which is a 3,000-seat basketball venue at Drury University, who has a campus up there in Springfield. They outgrew the old venue where they'd been having their shows. And so, I mean, it's going to be an exciting card. One of the other fights I'm excited about seeing is for the strawweight championship, which is Dean Mighty Mouth Vaughn. He's taking on Miles the Warrior McDonald. And like I say, these two guys have just solely, ever since I've been announcing for, I've been doing the ring announcing for Uncivil War for going on 2 years now. And I mean, every time I see Dean Vaughn fight, every time I see Miles McDonald's in fight, they just continue to impress me. And so now these two are squaring up against each other for the strawweight. Dean Vaughn is the current strawweight interim champion.
Wow.
And Miles McDonald is actually the flyweight champion. So he's actually one, he's another one of them. He's dropping down in weight because this is truly another one of those fights that the fans have wanted to see. So Miles said, okay, I'll drop down in weight. And so him and Dean Vaughn are going to take it out, take on each other for the strawweight title. So,
wow.
You know, that one has another potential to tear the roof off the face, or tear the roof off the place.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be one of those events that we're probably going to be talking about later. And I'm excited for them. I'm excited that you get to be a part of it.
Oh, well, I'm always excited. Every event I book, I announce for, I'm excited about being a part of, because you know, I start immediately following the research on some of the bigger fights that are taking place. I don't go down and what's the horse racing term? I go down and handicap each fight, but I do go through the cards and I look at some of the fighters that I've had the chance to see fight and advance up through the ranks. And then when I see two guys, like I say, talking like Dean Vaughn and Miles taking on each other, Miles McDonald, I'm just like, okay, this has a potential to tear the roof off the place. And,
yeah,
I'm sure you're the same way. The short time you've been associated with XFI, I mean, I know deep in the back recesses of your mind that people are scared to visit. You see some of these guys fighting, and you're like, man, I want to see this guy take on this guy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got their dream card. You know, there's and I tell you what, Aaron Cobb, the guy that has set this fight card up for us, he has put a lot of fights on this card that we have been looking for. Believe it or not, there's a lot of stuff here, you know, that we've wanted to see for quite a while. You know, especially somebody like David Grayson taking on Chris Brookfield. Chris Brookfield, people have just backed out of fights with him. He is so big and so mean and such a good heavyweight that I haven't been able to see him fight in I don't know how long. It's been more than a year. And, I'm glad he's getting back in there for this.
Right. Well, I to be honest, Brookfield, I've heard the name, but like you, I can honestly say I haven't had a chance to see him fight. Now, David Grayson, I've seen David Grayson fight several times. I've had him on the show several times, talking about the Naga championships that he's won and how he's slowly starting to get himself back into shape to come back into the cage. So, I mean, like I mentioned on your show, you know, I'm excited to be coming back to Fort Smith with Extreme Fighting, Inc. And I want to see us tear the roof off the Fort Smith Convention Center.
Oh, it'll be done. You know, with the last show being in such a smaller, well, not such a, it wasn't a small venue, but you know, we just had to have something bigger. But having 1,000 people show up who had bought tickets already and then having more people show up at the door, we started thinking, where are we gonna find a place for all these people to sit? It'd be standing room only after a while. So, you know, now being at the Fort Smith Convention Center, it's such a big, nice venue. And, in fact, while we've been talking here, I've had Frank Jones, who's going to be coming out of Oklahoma City. Frank Jones is fighting Kong Zhang at 145. It's going to be an amateur fight. We've been talking about the Fort Smith Convention Center. You know, he had never seen the place and kind of wanted to know, you know, what it looked like. And I sent him pictures. I mean, it's such a big, nice venue. You know, anybody, I mean, you can jump on Google and type in Fort Smith Convention Center. It's very, very impressive.
Oh, yeah, it is an impressive venue. And the fact I like about it is the fact that they have the ability, if we need to take out some walls to seat more people, they can do it.
Exactly. That's the beautiful thing about it.
I mean, the potential. I mean, these fighters, they're going to come in, they're going to hear the sound system, they're going to see the lights and everything, and they're just going to be like, okay, this is where we belong. We need to be fighting with XFI.
That's right. That's right. This is going to be the show of shows. I have said on my show, I will go on record saying it again on the Greg Squirrel Show, I think this is going to be the biggest, baddest, and best mixed martial arts event that this entire River Valley has ever seen.
The thing I'm excited to see is the fact that they're bringing in some pro fights. We haven't seen that on some Fort Smith shows. I know the last two or three shows I've announced in Fort Smith, they stuck strictly with the amateurs. So, you know, I'm glad to see XFI bringing back in some of the pro fighters that are in the area.
Yeah, we've got 4 pro fights on the card. We've got Chase Smith facing Levi Smith. That's going to be a catchweight fight around 150 there. Then we've got Greg Dunnigan and DeAndre Tucker. We've got Rodney Allison going up against Justin Short, Juice. And then we've I'm telling you, that's going to be big and bad.
Wow.
You know, Rodney Allison is with Redneck Fight Club, and those guys don't lose. They just don't lose. And then, you know, everybody knows
they don't.
Justin
they don't
Short.
Like to lose either.
No, they definitely don't. And that's why they don't do it, because they, you know, it's just something that's not in their vocabulary. You know, having to pull out a pencil and put a put a mark down in the loss column is not something that they like to do. And, you know, one of the guys that, in fact, I rode with him and the fight nurse the other night, Mike Ward, pro fighter, he's going to be fighting Chance Moore at 170 coming up on June 29th.
Right. Wow.
So that's our pro fights.
Yeah, so there you go, folks. If you don't have anything going on June 29th, I mean, Fort Smith's the place to be.
Yeah, Fort Smith Center is we're downtown, 55 South 7th Street in Fort Smith. GPS it and come down. Tickets, general admission tickets right now are $25. They'll be $30 at the door. Premium seats will be $35 now for pre-sale and $40 at the door. And tables are $250 a piece. You can go to thexfi.com/tickets, or you can call 479-222-1XFI, and we will get you guys hooked up.
Wow. I mean, after hearing that, because if I remember correct, Justin Juice Short tried out for Ultimate Fighter.
That's right.
And so wow, Rodney Palmer and Juice Short. Woo!
Rodney Allison.
Oh man, hair on the back of my head just stood up.
Yeah, that you know. Go ahead.
And you saw my hair Saturday night. My hair is pretty short, so it takes a lot to get it to stand up. So, wow.
That is right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just say it's going to be good stuff. It's going to be great. I hope that you can bring your crowd down, your listeners from Northwest Arkansas and the area up there, the folks from maybe southern part of Missouri. I hope that we've got a flood of people coming down on 540 South, and hopefully we'll see everybody down here.
Well, hey, we're going to keep punching this show until June 29th gets here, and we're just going to have a ball.
I'm with it, man. I'm going to jump off here and let you cover your material and hit your sponsors and stuff like that. And I think I'm going to do some dishes. You know, being a single dad, not having the kids all the time and not having a lady around to yell at me about dishes, I do them whenever I want to. So I've waited until Tuesday evening. And I tell you what, this being single thing again after so many years, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. So I'm loving life. I'm enjoying it.
All right, man. Well, have a cold one and be good, man.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Clint. That is Clint Davis. You can catch his show every Tuesday, every Friday, 12 noon, XFI Live. I mean, wow. I did not even know about the Allison, Rodney Allison, Justin Juice Shorts. I mean, if you're... I'm just going to say it again, folks. If you are not doing anything, June 29th, get yourselves to Fort Smith, Arkansas, Fort Smith Convention Center. Wow. Well, I'm going to try to get them on my show. Hopefully Clint can help me with that. Maybe get Rodney and Juice on the show and, you know, get a little smack talking, you know. At least I haven't had the idiots try to call in today. I had, you know. Yeah, Clinton, in case you're typing and you didn't hear the show yesterday, I had our favorite idiot coming on, trying to get on the show, cussing us out again yesterday. So he's permanently banned. So I wrote his number down, so if I do ever see it again. Well, you just got to be on at the right time. All right, let's talk about the show. Saturday, Springfield, Missouri, O'Reilly Family Event Center at the Drury University. This is a 3,000-seat venue, boys and girls. All right, in the 135-pound weight division, you're going to have John Pisano taking on Sean Bushnell. And what should be a good fight, I don't know, these are two great fight teams. You got Max Humphrey taking on Arthur Brown. That's going to be on the show. In the battle of the heavyweight, Ty Bean taking on Dimitri Brown. Team Fight or Die, they have, I mean, these guys come prepared to play. They kind of remind me of Redneck Fight Club. On the XFI show, these boys come to play and they hate to lose. So that ought to be a good fight. You got Nate Flores taking on Deacon Hardeman. Really don't know much about Deacon Hardeman. I have seen Nate Flores. Nate Flores is a little buzzsaw. He will come right at you, and he will not let up until he has you out. Jumping to the 170-pound weight division, you got Dylan Edwards, taking on Jeff Parsons. Jeff Parsons, independent fighter, he's really showing me some good stuff. You know, the couple of times I've been able to see him train and everything, that ought to be a good fight. 165, you got Kyle Beamer taking on Garrett Welch. Once again, two very well-established fight teams going after each other. You got Team Fusion taking on Team Fight or Die. So that ought to be a good call right there. And then you got Josh Leniger taking on Spencer McHenry. And that fight's going to be in the 170-pound weight division. Now, I've heard there has been a correction on this next fight, so I'm still in the process. Let me pull up some stuff here. I'm still in the process of getting a verification. It was originally scheduled to be Josh Brackenridge taking on Caleb Lawson. But I got a message earlier today, and see if I can find it, that fight has been changed. Let's see here, see if I can find it right here. I cannot find it. I thought I had it in a message right here. Let's see here. I'm trying to find it. I'll get verification on that. But that fight has been changed. So I had an email sitting here beating me in the eye about that fight, but now I can't find it. Anyway, I'll get verification on that, and then I will let everybody know on that Caleb Lawson fight. But I have heard that Caleb Lawson has pulled out of that fight, and so, like I say, as soon as I find that information, I will pass it on. All right, then we move into our contender fights. You got lightweights, Andrew Foster taking on David the Terror Woodall. Both these guys in the hunt for the UCW lightweight title. Andrew Foster is undefeated at 3-0, and David Woodall is 3-1. So that ought to be a good fight right there. Once again, both of these guys possibly looking at a shot at the UCW lightweight title on down the road. In the middleweight division, Steve Griggs will be taking on Cliff the KO King Williams. Winner of this shot will possibly get a shot at the UCW middleweight title. Cliff Williams, former middleweight champ. And you know, Stephen Griggs, this is his first time to get an opportunity for the belt. So this ought to be a good fight because one of these guys will earn a shot for the middleweight title. Then we drop to the flyweight, title fight. Yair Viejo and James Gerke are going to fight for the interim featherweight championship. Gerke is undefeated. Viejo only has one loss on his record. So a lot on the line right there with that one, with that featherweight or with the flyweight championship. Then we move back up here to the bantamweight division. Isaac Badger will square off at a shot against Aaron Loudermill. Loudermill is the former UCW flyweight champ. And so moving to a different weight division. And so him and Isaac Badger are going to face off for the bantamweight championship. And then this is one of the fights I'm anxious to see right here, because like I was mentioning earlier with Clint on the phone, I've had a chance to see both these guys fight, and they just tear it up every time they step into the ring. Strawweight title fight, Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn taking on Mike Don, current flyweight champ. And he's dropping down to strawweight to challenge Dean Vaughn, who is the current strawweight interim champ. So that's going to be a good fight right there. And then we go to the main event of the evening. And Prince Christian Camp, the UCW lightweight champ, taking on Matt Rosa. He is, once again, the Show Fight. Yeah. I get talking faster than my brain wants to work once in a while. Anyway, the Show Fight lightweight champ. And so this ought to be a good fight. I mean, just a pretty good card. Not just a pretty good card, but this is a great card from top to bottom. And so just a lot of stuff going on right there this Saturday night. Once again, new venue. You can still get your tickets if you go on the Facebook or if you look them up on the Internet, Uncivil War MMA. You can still possibly get your tickets available through there. If you go on to Facebook, they got some Facebook deals going on, get you a little bit of discount on the tickets. But once again, it's going to be a great fight from top to bottom. So there you go. That's what we're talking about. Yes. Uh-huh. Man, I'm getting sweaty. I'm getting all hot and sweaty just thinking about these two upcoming shows. I mean, wow. I still can't get my mind off the Rodney Allison Too Short fight. That is going to be a barn burner. That is going to be a heck of a fight right there. David Grayson fight ought to be good too. All right, so I hope everybody has a good Tuesday night. I don't have anything else here. I want to say hello to some people out there. I want to say hello to the folks at Johnson Motor Company in Springdale, Arkansas. I know they've been listening to the show, and I want to just appreciate them calling in or listening in on the show. I also want to say hello to the boys and girls up at Academy Sporting Goods here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I know they've been tuning in once in a while. And I also want to say thank you to Excess Energy Drinks. You can find them on the Internet, Excess Energy Drinks. I want to say a big thank you to them for being a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. I am out of here, boys and girls. We will be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, and we will be talking more sports, more MMA. I haven't had anybody to blast this week. That's why I'm feeling so weird. Because nobody has done anything major to mess up and have me blast on them. All right. Well, we did have the caller, but, you know, we took care of him. So, all right, folks. We are getting on out of here. Once again, we want to say thank you to Blog Talk Radio for the Greg Squirrel Show. We will see you tomorrow back here at 4 o'clock. Be there.
See ya.